Democratic Party leaders and environmental groups have been stepping up their attack on the Bush administration's environmental record. One contentious point is the White House's rewrite of rules covering the cleanup of old coal-burning power plants. A Sierra Club ad starting in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Madison claims there's a link between the Bush plan and campaign contributions.
The Bush administration is relaxing safety rules for polluters. Why? Businesses and polluters gave the Bush campaign $69 million.
Some Republicans in Wisconsin and nationally are pushing for looser environmental controls, arguing less regulation is needed to help the troubled economy. But Howard Lerner of the Chicago-based Midwest Environmental Law and Policy Center says a recent White House study concludes that pollution regulations pay off in public health and safety.
You know, that means our economy benefits. We benefit because business health care costs are lower. We benefit because we improve the environment, and that produces benefits for business.
The state's largest electric company, We Energy, says Bush administration rules issued by the EPA are prompting some environmental cleanups. We Energy's spokesperson, Wendy Parks, says a controversial plan involving 5 coal plants will help many Wisconsin citizens.
Well, we believe that this agreement between We Energy, the EPA, and the Department of Justice will result in cleaner air throughout southeast Wisconsin. Under the agreement, we will reduce emissions by 65% during the next 10 years.
There's an additional level of comfort between the utility and the White House. A We Energy's executive, Jim Clouser, is chairing the Bush-Cheney re-election bid in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.